fun.
No matter if you're 6 or 66, you should check out the area's best batting cages and show all your friends how you can hit it out of the park. Race over the bridges and through the tunnels on one of the most exciting Grand Prix go-kart tracks in the country. Cool off in the splash and crash bumper boats. Go for that hole-in-one on the miniature golf course, voted the top outdoor miniature golf course in St. Louis. Check out the brand new Spin Zone Bumper Car Arena, yes, or any of the tons of arcade games.
Do you have a reason to celebrate? Let Swing Around Fun Town take the worry out of your planning. With over 20 years experience in fun, we promise to make your next birthday party, family reunion, company picnic, or whatever reason you have to celebrate, an occasion to remember.
Swing Around Fun Town is just a half mile west of I-270 at Gravois and 141 in Fenton. Parents, get out of the house. Bring the kids, bring yourselves, and bring the grandparents to Swing Around Fun Town, where they take fun seriously.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
K Bova Realty, family owned, big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find K at www.sellingstlewis.com.
All right, it's Monday, Tech Talk time, which means it's Jose Hernandez time. Here's how this works. He has a little monologue. Not necessarily funny, like, you know, the late night show talk show host monologues, but it's informative, and you might learn something. And then when that's finished, we go right to the phones, and who we go to first will be determined by who calls first, which is your cue to call now. Here are the numbers. If you have anything technical that you need an answer to, a question about a TV or a cell phone or a computer, iPad, smartphone, whatever, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Jose Hernandez is brought to you by Oric and your locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Center. Stop in and see the new Oric Magnesium RS vacuum cleaner. But there are a lot of other great products that aren't vacuum cleaners in the Oric stores, and you'll see that when you go in. Please tell me your AM and the PM, and here is Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, he sounds fired up today. I can tell by the way he says, hey, everybody. It was a little bit, had a little more energy to it. How you doing, Jose?
I'm excellent, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. Normally, I have something to throw out, but I don't really have any technical contribution today. You guys have anything for Jose?
No.
No? Then it's all yours.
Last week this time, we were chatting about the fact that Homeland Security had warned people to quit using Internet Explorer versions 6 through 11 due to a security flaw.
He said, doo-doo, cut that out.
Okay.
He said, due to a security flaw.
And so Microsoft released a patch later last week, early this week, to fix that problem. And they fixed, they also released a patch for Windows XP. So there are some folks that are getting excited. They say, well, maybe the support for Windows XP really hasn't ended with Microsoft. It has. If you're running XP, you need to find another operating system, whether it's a higher version of Windows or a Linux-based version. This was a one-time deal. The reason Microsoft did it is because it affected all five of their different products with Internet Explorer. Homeland Security hasn't said that it's okay to go back, so my recommendation has always been don't use Internet Explorer. Use any one of its competitors, Safari, Mozilla Firefox, Google Chrome, anything but. The sooner the better.
I tell you who's really capitalizing on this abandonment of support for XP is PCmatic. They're running commercials like crazy, especially on television, saying, "Hey, you don't have to give up and get rid of. You don't have to go to Windows 8 or just come get PCmatic. We'll help you work it out."
Yeah, so no.
They jumped all over that.
No, that's a horrible. It's a temporary solution at best.
Right.
Second of all, Google's Now. It's an application for your Android phone. Will now remember where you parked your car. In addition to that, it'll also show you how far it is in case you want to take a cab back.
Now, you know what? That may sound like a joke to some people. Have you ever lost your car? I have. I have parked in a like a big Galleria parking lot, and honest to goodness, because when you get out and you're not you're thinking about something else, you're running late, you got to run in again, and you realize you didn't park as close as you wanted to. Okay, over here, over here, over here, there's a spot, and you're just not paying attention. I'm not kidding. It's kind of a scary thing because you realize that maybe you're getting really old or something because you don't have any idea where it is. You can't find it.
I don't need a nap, though. I just use the panic button on my key fob.
Well, that's fine if you're close enough.
Yeah, if you get in the general area. I mean, if you forget the general area where
you're parked. I've been off enough, far enough away that I couldn't even get the to make the,
really?
The thing. Oh, yeah. It's really scary.
I couldn't get mine to go. I was at Riverport. Running in for a concert. I didn't even stop to look and see where I was.
Oh, boy, that's a bad place to lose your car.
And I went out, and I'm like, oh, no. And I'm hitting the button, nothing.
I love the fact that you still call it Riverport.
Yeah.
Because that's what I call it.
I know.
It'll always be Riverport to me. No, that's a great app. I think it's an app, right?
Yes.
Find your car? Yeah. What is it again?
It is. It's an Android. It's called Google Now. It's an Android app.
Oh, I can't. So iPhone, I can't do it.
I'm sure iPhone has an equivalent app.
Yeah,
but I don't know what that one is.
It's embarrassing too. It's embarrassing. People can tell that you can't find your car. They can see the expression on your face. You look and you're holding your thing up, punching it, and then they go, "Look at that old guy. He can't even find his car." So no more embarrassment.
Oh, what did they do? I think this was a couple years ago. I think and they did a video about this. They rented a bunch of cars to people. You remember that in Disney World?
Yeah.
And they were all the same color.
Red.
And, like, while they were gone, they filled the entire lot with red cars.
No, they actually had the people parking. They direct you as you went into Disney World, and they directed them. But at the time, think about it, the families are so excited, they can't wait
You're
to jump out of the
attention.
Car. They didn't notice that every car around them was the same red Chevette. It was Chevy Chevette. All red Chevy Chevettes.
Oh, man.
So when they came out of Disney World, and by the way, no key fobs.
Yeah, I think it was before key fobs.
So you had to go car to car, and the number was something like 200 or 300 red Chevettes. You just had to go car to car and try the key till you got in your own car. Because how many, if you ever rented a car, you don't pay attention to the license number on
it.
No. It's just, ours is the red Chevette. Uh-oh. 200 of them. Yeah, that was a great story.
Fortunately, nowadays, they write the license number on the key tag that goes with your keys.
So, yeah, but this wasn't valet. Car. These weren't valet parking. This was Disney World. They direct you to park your own car.
On rental car, they give you a keychain that has the fob and there's an additional piece, a big plastic piece to it.
That's a good idea.
Be careful what you tweet. In less than 2 months at the position, Rakesh Rocky Argawals, who was the strategy director for PayPal, got fired for drunk tweeting from Jazz Fest in New Orleans.
Hmm.
Seems he was saying some bad things about some middle managers that needed to go and called them pieces of excrement.
Uh-oh.
And PayPal fired him today. Said, thank you very much. We don't tolerate that.
I don't blame him.
Rocky blamed his phone.
Oh, sure.
He said he was trying out a new phone and apparently the autocorrect.
Oh, good one.
Good one.
That's pretty lame. You know what? He should be fired for that excuse. That's what he should be fired for.
Really.
So if you're going to go to Jazz Fest in New Orleans, don't drunk text at 1 a.m. on Saturday.
No.
Phone calls? Can we take some calls?
Oh, that's it?
That's it?
Sure. That's the last time I'll give the number. We have a line open, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We start with Ben. Ben, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Ben?
I got a quick two-part question here. Is it possible, I have a home wireless network, and I have an iPhone 4. Would there be any way that phone could somehow take down that network every time it tries to connect? I get it shuts everything down. Is that possible?
That's possible, but highly unlikely. There's probably something else going on.
Well, the modem I have, it seems to, it resets itself. Every few minutes, it wants to keep resetting itself, and I went online and tried to look at some issues, and it says that's a possibility that the iPhone 4 can cause a disturbance in the network and then cause the router or something to shut down and try to reboot itself.
Yeah, it gives the router a permanent error, and it tries to fix itself. Is the router, the wireless router you're using, provided by your internet service provider?
Yeah, I have Hubers, and that's the second part. Is that router specific to their services, or can I use a different router? Because this has been going on for 2 weeks, and I've called Hubers a half dozen times, and they've supposedly mailed me a router. I've never received them, and they keep telling me they don't know what the problem is, and they want to send a technician out, but it's a hardware issue. I'm still getting service with my landline TV, if that makes sense. It's hardwired, but I have a wireless TV through them also, and I'm because of the internet's fault, it's not getting service to that TV.
Yeah, the router isn't necessarily specific to them, although I think their technicians are pretty quick about configuring them. If they want a technician to come out, just call and make sure the technician has a new piece of hardware with them as opposed to mailing you one.
Well, they can. They say they'll mail me one, like, next day, but the technician come out, and it's just simply a hardware issue. I don't need a technician. Does that make sense? I just need a router to plug it into the power outlet and the cord in the back of it.
Well, no, I understand that. The problem is Uverse wants to make sure that's all it is.
Yeah, they probably want to get me on a service fee or find something else.
If they don't charge for the call, I see no reason not to have the guy come out.
Yeah, you could certainly call and ask him.
For the call. They'll show up and maybe this is something maybe under our free service.
Ask them. It might not be a charge because it's their stuff. You're subscribing to their service. I don't think they'll charge you.
Right. Well, I can't even get them to answer where my modem is that they've supposedly mailed out 2 weeks ago. So.
All the more reason to let him bring one.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if I could get another router and just, not deal with Uverse at all, the service side of it, or...
You certainly can. You can go purchase a new router. Wireless routers are wireless routers, and modems are modems.
Okay.
All right, Ben.
Thank you.
I'm all for letting... They don't send the guy out because sometimes all it does is confirm what you were trying to tell them. It's not this problem. And these knuckleheads, they go through this. Well, have you unplugged this? Have you rebooted this? Yes, I've done all that. Well, we need to send the... Okay, send him out here. Send him out here and he'll see the same thing I just told you.
But they're also looking on a screen. When you give them the problem, then they look on the screen and all these troubleshooting things come up for them. So they have no clue.
No. But they go through the same list of troubleshooting things for everybody. Let's get Larry in here. Larry, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, you may have addressed this before, but I have a laptop that had XP on it or has XP on it, and I'm considering either buying a tablet and just keeping that and not running it online, maybe upgrading my laptop to. I think I bought it in January of 2008.
Yes.
So it's got a few years on it.
Mm-hmm.
If I use it now to go online, is it safe? Because I haven't used it, but now I'm having people tell me it's. I wouldn't have a problem. I wouldn't even notice a difference. If I go online.
If you're going to go online and use it to look at internet, you're fine. It's XP is now vulnerable to people trying to get your personal information, your banking passwords and your accounts, your credit card information. So if you're doing online bill paying, you're ordering stuff online, you're going to be more and more vulnerable every day with XP.
I could not do that, but I have in the past. So would that be a problem?
In the past, no, but again, it's not like your machine's going to explode when you turn it on.
Yeah.
Okay, and I don't know, I can't point to any individual that says, okay, you today are going to get hacked. The problem is that XP, that Windows quit supporting it, they quit writing fixes for it. All the people that have these little exploits that have been waiting a couple years are now using them. The one that hit Internet Explorer was one of the exploits that's been held back that they didn't tell them about. And then all of a sudden they said, well, we can get in and start controlling people's PCs. You can get a new PC somewhere, a new laptop for under $250. If yours is 08, it's magnitudes faster and better than the one you have now. And you can purchase upgrade software, Windows 7 or Windows 8, for about $150.
Okay.
So your laptop is likely compatible with Windows 7. And 7 is recommended because it's the closest to XP. Windows 8 was a huge departure from the operating system that people are used to because they wanted to put it on tablets. So it's more tablet-driven. You kind of slide things to the side and to the bottom and up. Windows 7 still has a start button and some of the similar menus you're used to seeing in XP.
Okay, so it sounds like maybe I need to buy that tablet and go with 7 then.
There you go.
All right, Larry. Okay. Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot.
Good luck.
Right, thank you. Chris's turn. Chris, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Chris.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you.
That's nice.
My college sophomore son has a MacBook Pro that has sustained liquid damage.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
So he had it diagnosed, and the logic board is dead.
Yes.
And my question is, can I trust the website that the cash for Mac, they tell me that it's worth $300,
mm-hmm.
but another site says $50. And I'm a little skeptical. If I send it off, they're going to say, oh, no, we'll give you $25 and call it done.
I have never used one of those.
Okay.
I will tell you, though, that that doesn't necessarily mean they're not worthy or good at what they say they're going to do.
Yeah.
You might want to do some search online to see reviews for each of those companies and see if the reviews are positive or negative.
Yeah, they're relatively positive, but I'm also skeptical because they write their own reviews sometimes. So.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. How much is it worth to you sitting there now?
Nothing.
Okay. So the worst thing that could happen is you get nothing for it.
That's true.
Okay.
Chris, you said your son's in college?
Yes, he is.
And he got liquid spilled into his laptop. Did he say what the liquid was?
Oh, no.
Well, actually, I was there, and it was Diet Coke.
Oh. Okay, you know it was a Diet Coke can. Did you smell it? Did you smell it?
Well, no.
He's in college. Alcohol. That's wrong.
Oh.
He's in college.
Oh,
where do you think
goodness.
I was going?
Alcohol.
Yeah. I thought you were going
somewhere you were
totally
thinking.
Different.
No. His mom was there, for goodness sakes.
Did you smell
sakes.
It?
Yeah.
See, Chris, these guys have taken it to a whole different place.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys,
I think we can come to the conclusion your son's an alcoholic.
You were there.
That's the first thing they do is pour in a Diet Coke can. I'm telling you. So, good luck, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Steve's next. Steve, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo to you, Steve.
Hey, working with my company's XP laptop, soon we'll be going to 7, but right now it's still XP. Every once in a while, I have to take pictures on my iPhone. For some reason, my XP won't recognize the pictures on my iPhone. It won't even recognize the camera of the phone.
Okay.
It used to. I don't know what happened, but now it won't recognize it, and I can't load it. I can't, using the wizard, it won't work. It won't even recognize it.
When you move pictures from the camera, was there a driver that you had to install initially from the iPhone?
I never did. All I did was plug it right into the laptop, and it would recognize it there as an iPhone camera,
mm-hmm.
and I would pick the pictures I want to move them over. Now it won't even recognize it.
Have you tried plugging the USB connector into a different USB port?
Yes.
And it's the same thing.
Still didn't. But then I went over to my desktop and plugged it in. I've got XP,
right.
And it recognizes it.
You might want to go into the system tab device manager and delete, uninstall the USB hub drivers.
Right.
Power it off, and when it powers back on, it should re-recognize them and reinstall the drivers.
Okay.
And give that a try.
I'll give that a try. Thanks a lot.
Good luck. Right,
thank you, Steve. It's Gary's turn. Gary, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. My son has an 08 Mac laptop, and every time he now turns it on, it will automatically shut off. It will show the Apple, but it doesn't boot up. Was told that it could be the hard drive as well. Whenever he tries to charge it, it gets extremely hot. The charger does. He's gone through a couple of chargers,
mm-hmm.
as well as the laptop itself gets rather warm. Any thoughts or ideas?
Does he drink Diet Coke?
I'm certain he does.
Okay.
That's the problem.
My thought would be that it could be that, or it could be the actual motherboard, the logic board, as they call it, has a short in it. Because when you see the Apple, what's happening is it does a power-on self-test, and it goes through and it checks everything. So you know the video card's working because it presents the video. In Windows-based Intel PCs, you see the memory count up, and then it presents another page. It could be hard drive, or it could be motherboard-based.
And if it's the motherboard-based, then you might as well buy a new one, correct?
Well, you say it's from 08?
Yes.
I would probably buy a new one either way. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're
Appreciate
welcome.
It.
All right, he was very appreciative. You can tell by the way he said that. Let's get one more in here. That's going to be Jim. Jim, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Jim.
Easy for you to say.
Okay, this might be a computer illiterate question. It probably is. I'm thinking about getting a gift for my girlfriend for her birthday, a tablet, mm-hmm. and which one would be the best one, the Microsoft, the Galaxy 4, or the iPad?
Depends on what you're going to do with it.
Just basic stuff. She's got a PC, so, you know, just fundamental stuff.
Wouldn't you want it to be compatible, Jose, with her PC, something that she could do back and forth?
Not necessarily. No. You probably want to stay with similar branding, so if it's a PC-based, you probably want to stick with the Microsoft or the Android version.
And she's got a Galaxy Android phone, so would that be the best bet to go with the Samsung?
That would probably be the one I would choose.
And is the Galaxy 4 much better than the 3, or is pretty comparable?
Oh, of course they're better. It's another number.
Oh, okay. Okay, I appreciate it.
And the other thing you might want to do, Jim, chicks love this. Preload the thing with pictures of your junk, and then when she turns it on, they'll all be there.
Oh,
I don't think she's got that big of a memory.
Oh, listen to this guy. Listen to Jim. Thank you, Jim.
Okay, appreciate it. Bye.
All right, now I said we're out of time, but I see there's a lady holding. I cannot hang up on the ladies. Let's get Sue in here, and then we'll break. Sue, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. Thank you for not hanging up on me.
You're welcome.
I just have one question, and I came in like on the very end of the router question that somebody just asked. We have a modem from AT&T that does our U-verse and the internet. We do have a wireless Netgear router,
yes.
And we don't get hardly any service in our kitchen, which is at the opposite end of our ranch house.
Yes.
I'm just wondering, can you have two routers, like have another one somewhere closer to that end of our house, or can you not do that?
Can't you get a booster, an amplifier?
You can get an amplifier, or you can get an additional device called a wireless access point.
Ooh.
And wireless basically access. It's just a long extension of a network cable with an antenna on it.
Okay.
The other thing you could do is try and move the current router that you have around a little bit in its location.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And see if that will help the signal get to the end of the house, because there's probably a lot of steel between it and the other end.
Is it on the floor or is it up high?
Well, right now it's up on the desk. It was under the desk. We put it up on the desk, but we don't. Our ceilings are finished, so there's no way to get it. I mean, I guess we could attach it to the ceiling.
No, I just meant up high off the floor. It's not on the floor, so that's not an issue.
The other thing you could do is move it closer to the other end of the house. Extend the network cable that it plugs into the modem with.
Not really, because the rest of the basement is all, that's in a computer, like we've got a computer room where mm-hmm. our computers are set up, and then we've got finished basement, the rest of it's all finished.
Right.
So, and the kitchen is above the bathroom on the other end of the finished part of the basement. The wireless access point or maybe the longer.
The range extender is actually, there's ones that'll actually plug into your electrical outlet.
Okay.
And then the other end of it plugs in somewhere down the other end of the house, and it cuts the speed in half, but it does give you connectivity at the other end.
Well, that would be better than none.
Correct.
Okay, well, good luck,
Sue. And that's the wireless access point you were talking about?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Thank you. There you go. Out of time.
Bye-bye.
It goes too fast. We're going to do it again next Monday, if that's okay. Is that okay with you, Jose?
That's perfect.
If you have a question and you didn't get through, Jose has an email address. It is techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. Please don't forget that if it weren't for the folks at ORIC and the ORIC Home Care Centers, there would be probably no Tech Questions segment. No Jose Hernandez, and what a horrible thought that would be. So please stop in and say hello. Tell them your name of the PM, the ORIC Home Care Centers. Give it up, if you would, for Jose Hernandez.
Good day, everybody.
Yeah. I get the honors today for John Londoff. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about in the Playhouse, too, so stick around. You're going to want to be here for the Playhouse. But we're going to talk about buying cars and how I understand that there are... right in this very studio, within this show, we have two extreme opposites when it comes to cars. I'm not kidding. I don't think I've ever worked with anybody who was more the opposite of me than Peon when it comes to cars. Now, Dan doesn't really care about cars, but he's not the extreme, just completely ambivalent as Peon. I mean,
right.
Peon just does not care. I've never heard Peon say, "Hey, look at that car," or "Do you see that car she was driving?" Never, never. at least Dan will comment from time to time about a car. So we have two completely different kinds of people, yet we are both perfect candidates to shop at Johnny Landoff, because it doesn't matter if you're a car person or not a car person. Here's who I would really like to encourage to go do business with John Landoff, or at least give him a shot at your business. Those of you who say, there's nothing I dread more than buying a car. Like Uncle Sam, I want you. I want you, if you've ever said or thought what a horrible experience it is buying a car, then you could not possibly have shopped for a car at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. And I know what I'm talking about. I've had a lot of cars. I've had so many cars that if Betty Ford or one of these places had a program to get people where they just could dial it back and not like cars so much, I would enroll in that. It's borderline sick how much I like cars. Now, the other thing is, you have to want a Chevrolet. There are people who don't know what they want. They're open to anything. And I talk to people all the time. For some reason, they call me thinking I can make a decision on what car they should buy. I can't do that. But I will talk to people who say, well, we don't even know where to start. And I say, well, start here. Do you want a truck? You know, if you want a car, a truck, a crossover, an SUV. And then if you say, yeah, well, I think we want an SUV. Okay, we've made progress. We've eliminated car, truck, station wagon, sports car. Now we know it's an SUV. Now, do you want a real fast rocket speed 0 to 60 5 seconds or less SUV? The answer is no. Then you just want a good utility type vehicle. Okay, Chevy has plenty of those. Now, if you don't have it in your head that you absolutely want some other model or make, then let's give it a try. Let's go into Johnny. And by the way, I would encourage the people who say they hate to buy cars, I want you to go to a couple other dealers as a reminder why you hated the experience in the beginning and why you really should discover a place like this. Because if you do that, they've never been afraid of competition. They'd love it if you came to them after a couple other dealers, because you know what's going to happen? The other guys are going to lose, because they haven't yet learned how to turn for what many people this what many people think is a bad experience into a good experience. And we can get into prices and all that stuff, but to me it's irrelevant. The price is what it is, and other dealers will come close. Inventory, there's some other dealers that may have close to that inventory. It's about the experience. So just do that for me. Now, if you have absolutely decided you have to have a Mercedes, I can't help you. They can get you a really nice pre-owned one that's only a couple of years old, probably, if you tell them to be on the lookout for it. But except for that, this may be that dealership you've been looking for. They're at the Washington Elizabeth exit off 270. Been there a long time. Terrific Chevy dealership. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, they have moved that accident on eastbound 15 east of 157 off to the right shoulder. Traffic's still backed up just a little bit east of Highway 255 near the Flying J. Now we just got a report of an accident on westbound 5564 at the Poplar Street Bridge, a three-car crash that's blocking. Also, we have a crash on westbound 40 at Spady that has the two right lanes blocked. Now they're blocking a third lane, and it looks like we are jam-packed solid from Big Bend out through Spady. Eastbound 270, a little bit heavy between the Halls Ferries and 367. On southbound 270, we're picking up more volume now between 40 and Manchester. And this traffic report is brought to you by Mobile Super Motor Oil for long engine life. Mobile Super Motor Oil, tested and proven to help extend the life of your engine by protecting against sludge and wear. Keep your car on the road longer. Look for Mobile Super wherever you buy motor oil. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Senator Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Recently on McGraw Live in the Morning.
2-month-old bear cub nipped about 14 students, breaking the skin.
Could you imagine if you're paying $50,000 a year for your kid to go to Washington University and there's a petting zoo there?
Imagine paying $50,000 to go to Washington University and now your kid may need rabies shot. That's worst part.
McGraw Live in the Morning. Weekdays 6 till 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Disclaimers at cnctaxprogram.com. If the IRS claims you owe back taxes, you could qualify for a special tax program and you won't make any payments to the IRS. That's right. I said if you qualify for the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Get ready to write down the most important number you may ever need to finally end your IRS nightmare. This toll-free number should only be used if you can't afford to pay any money to the IRS. Call 800-989-9241 now to see if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you're accepted, the IRS must stop all collection activities against you. No more threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments or bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Just call 800-989-9241 now to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. You won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call 800-989-9241 now. That's 800-989-9241. 800-989-9241. Again, 800-989-9241.
Have you opened up your heating bills for the winter this year? Have you totaled them all up? What's if I were to tell you that with one simple phone call, you could save 30% on your energy bills? That one phone call is to Aladdin Installation. Aladdin Insulation has been around since 1947. They've been serving St. Louis through and through. Their reputation is fantastic. They'll come to your house and give you a free energy analysis. They will check your R value. And if your R value is not high enough, they'll make sure your R value gets to the point where you can save some serious money on your energy bills. Insulation and energy savings is the thing that is going on right now. Big businesses are doing it. So why not you, the homeowner, save up to 30% on your energy bills with Aladdin Installation, serving St. Louis since 1947. 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Aladdin and Aladdin Installation can save you big on your heating and cooling bills. Call Aladdin Installation today.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stephspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Monday. That means you can enjoy a large 16-inch pizza for the price of a small at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at stephspizza.com. A delicious large pizza for the price of a small every Monday at Stefanina's.
From the Sausage Meister's secret recipes comes the great Bavarian sausage that's for me.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W makes over 30 varieties of sausage on-site in South City. Stop by G&W's full-service meat market for old-fashioned service and a free Bavarian beverage while you shop. If you can't make it to the shop, ask for your favorite G&W sausage in the meat and deli departments of Schnucks, Dierbergs, and Straub's, or your neighborhood meat market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 49 years. Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer.
You can't beat G&W meat.
Shop online at gwsausage.com.
I'm Trudy Lum. I've been a SelectQuote life insurance agent for over 15 years. Every day I talk to people who are overweight or have serious health issues like diabetes or prostate cancer. They have life insurance from other companies, but at rates they can barely afford. In almost every case, I'm able to get them new policies at rates way below what they were paying. That's because SelectQuote represents highly rated life insurance companies that specialize in lower rates for tough health issues. Then we comparison shop these companies for your best rates. See for yourself. Whether you're overweight, diabetic, or a cancer survivor, chances are SelectQuote can find the right policy at the right price for you.
For your free quote, call 1-800-900-3004. That's 1-800-900-3004. 1-800-900-3004. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beale's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beale family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beale, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Mike Novak, host of Mortgage Talk. Are you looking to buy a home? Call the experts at Alternative Mortgage Solutions, 314-835-1195. It's a great time to buy. Get pre-approved today and ask about our VA, FHA, USDA, or conventional loans. Borrow up to 100%. Call now and get pre-approved. It's fast and easy. 10 minutes of your time can save you thousands. Need money for home improvements or debt consolidation? Call Alternative Mortgage Solutions at 314-835-1195. That's 314-835-1195 or mortgage-ams.com. NMLS 232218.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S. and now features a third rack. See it at Best Buy today or visit bestbuy.com/Bosch.
All right, I can't let this one, I can't let the station slip this by, people. The guy on in the morning, McGraw,
yeah,
is notorious for thinking it's funny to pass gas in the studio and trying to, you know, once he cuts one, he tries to cut a bigger one and then a bigger one. And it's disturbing, and I feel for that Kelly Osborne or whatever her name is in there with him. Yeah. You have to feel bad for her. Now, we're going to play you, and I picked up on it and heard it, and I want you to listen carefully and see if you hear it. This thing we just played, Washington University, talking about Wash U and a bear or something. You'll hear, if you listen, you'll hear him cut one. And it'll be obvious that this is not something he just did one time, because you'll hear her say something about, oh, that was the worst, and an F-A-R-T. I don't even want to use that word. That,
really?
This show doesn't do that. Play it and listen carefully, and then hear what she says at the end of this thing.
Recently on McGraw Live in the Morning.
A two-month-old bear cub nipped about 14 students, breaking the skin.
Could you imagine if you're paying $50,000 a year for your kid to go to Washington University and there's a petting zoo there?
Imagine paying $50,000 to go to Washington University and now your kid may need rabies shot. That's the worst part.
McGraw,
did you hear it? Live what you said?
Weekdays 6 till 10 on the Big 550.
Unbelievable.
TRS.
Wow.
She just right out said that was the worst of the ones he had cut. That's the worst, and then F-A-R-T.
She just blurted that right out.
Yeah, I think they meant to edit that off at the end. They edit that out, and they left it on there. And I want the world to hear it.
McGraw just did the one-cheek sneak right there in the chair. I wonder if he was on camera when he did that, too. He was, I guess.
Well, at least
you wouldn't pick it up on camera.
Well, you would probably
change his expressions.
If
he leans or smiles a little bit. She caught it.
She called him out on it.
Oh, no, yeah. She called it out. Dude, play it one more time. You'll hear him do it, and then listen to what she says at the very end. Somebody.
Recently on McGraw Live in the Morning.
A two-month-old bear cub nipped about 14 students, breaking the skin.
Could you imagine if you're paying $50,000 a year for your kid to go to Washington University and there's a petting zoo there?
Imagine paying $50,000 to go to Washington University and now your kid may need rabies shot. That's the worst part.
McGraw Live in the Morning. Weekday 6 till 10.
You know what I think happened?
Unbelievable.
ATRX. I think, you know what I think happened? I think he laughed. You know,
so that's
hard.
Obviously what triggered it.
Pushed it out.
Yeah, he laughed so hard.
And then apparently of all the ones he had was guilty of, that was the worst one.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
And you know, I didn't hear, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear an apology. I'm so embarrassed. Nothing.
Well, it must be common occurrence.
Yeah.
He's proud of it.
He probably fans it over towards her.
Worse.
Man, I'll tell you what. What has happened to radio?
I don't know.
And this is a studio where, like, soundproof walls and everything, and they kind of...
Holding shocks today, I tell you.
You got that right, Pion. So Saturday, I'm watching the Kentucky Derby, and... there's a huge sponsorship by Yum, Y-U-M. Yum is the corporate mothership. They own KFC, they own Taco Bell, and they own Pizza Hut. That's all under the Yum.
Yum brands.
The umbrella, yeah. And as I'm watching this, this is one of the few times when advertising, for whatever reason, got to me. And I'm watching this thing, and I thought, you know what, I haven't been to Taco Bell for 10 years. And I said something to my wife. She said, I'm starving. I said, I'm hungry too. I got in the car and I went to Taco Bell.
What'd you try?
Had been there 10 years. And this is a free commercial for Taco Bell, okay? This is very rare because I charge a fortune for this. I walked in and I said to the guy at the counter, I have not been in a Taco Bell in at least 10 years. I really don't even, I know I want tacos and I know I want ground beef tacos.
Did he point you towards the Dorito Locos taco?
No, but he pointed me toward the 12-pack. I said, give me 8 tacos, 4 a piece. I knew she'd eat 3 and I'd eat 5. And he said, well, you'd be better off just get the 12-pack. It's about the same price as 8 would be individually. I said, load them up, 12-pack and a taco salad. And he did. It was under $11 for 12 tacos and a taco salad. I got it back, and it was fantastic. And here's something I never forgot. Years ago, I was on a plane. I don't know where I was coming from. I was coming back to St. Louis, and there was a guy who was on the plane I ended up sitting next to, and he had just quit working for Taco Bell, and he had gone to work for somebody else. Now, normally when you leave a company, you tend to tell all the, you know, air the dirty laundry and trash them. Just the opposite. We started talking about meat. And he said, I'll tell you one thing about Taco Bell. He said, because I was there for a while. He said, their meat is incredible. He said, they are so picky about their meat. Their ground beef is as good as it gets. And I never forgot that. I thought, here's a guy who had every opportunity to say something bad, and he didn't do it. So to Taco Bell, I say, nice to be reintroduced to you last Saturday when I had, I didn't get the like fancy super deluxe. Well, I just got a regular ground beef taco.
I know how much you love nacho cheese Doritos. You have to try the one that where the shell.
Ooh, is it Dorito?
Is it nacho cheese Dorito?
Oh, man. Oh, you know what? I'm going
to go back.
I'm
going to
go back and get that.
And then when you go back, and you will absolutely hate me for this.
Right.
But you have to try.
I hate you anyway.
I know that. But and everyone else that is trying to diet or do anything, try these little. They look like donut holes, but they're cinnamon.
Oh no! I saw the poster. Poster on the counter, and it was all I could do to not order.
Oh my!
But I thought, I'm getting 12 tacos for goodness' sake.
Don't do it because it is a drug.
They had a cinnamon twist, and they had a little thing with custard or something.
Oh no, no! Get the little.
It's just a little cinnamon sugar powder ball with the icing in the middle.
Oh
man! It is.
All right, I'm going back.
Believable.
Doritos, Locos, tacos, and cinnamon.
I will do the Doritos thing because I do love nacho cheese Doritos.
And get the Supreme because it has the sour cream and stuff on it.
There you go. Free. You're welcome, Taco.
Yeah, no kidding.
You're welcome for the big, fat, free commercial. Bill Cleveland's on the way. And somebody right now is probably on the way home from Ballast Dental Care. I'm sure they are. And I know that probably in any given day there's somebody there who was an AM and the PM listener. And the lady who called, I think it was last week, and said she's ashamed to say it, but it had been, I forgot, lots of years since she'd been to the dentist. And she said the same thing that I read in emails and the same thing you've heard other people call and say. And that is that it was absolutely, it was exactly the way I described it. They were freaked out. They'd had a bad dental experience. They hadn't been for years and years and years. But then they went here, and within a couple of minutes, it's like you've been a patient there your whole life. I'm not making it up, and I'm not exaggerating it. If I were, somebody would call me out on it. When people call here cold, unsolicited, and say, I'm so glad I finally found a place I can go to the dentist. Well, that's what Ballast Dental Care is. It's the place you can finally go and never again have to be afraid. Have that anxiety. And you know what I'm talking about. I've been going there 41 years this year. I invite you to join me. They'd love to have you as a new patient. Tell them you're AM and the PM. We appreciate that. Oh, and you're AM and the PM? No charge for a very limited time for either the consultation or the oral sedation pill. Those two together, normally $350. No charge to you if you are an oral sedation candidate because you're AM and the PM. Ballast Dental Care at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Meep, meep.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Wiley.
They've cleared the accident on westbound 40 at Spady. All lanes are now open, but boy, things are jammed back pretty solid from just west of the Science Center all the way out through Lindbergh. You're also getting slow again as you approach the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40, a little bit heavy, 141 through Mason. Eastbound 270 from McDonald through New Florissant. And southbound 170, we're slowing now Del Mar down through Highway 40. This traffic report is brought to you by Most, Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan. It's never too early to start planning for your child's higher education. Foundation, most Missouri's 529 college savings plan, working toward your child's future is their goal, too. To learn more, visit most529plan.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by McLeod Cab, your AM the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download the app STL Taxi. It's a free app. It's a great app. Good way to get a McLeod Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everybody. Happy Monday.
You too, Bill.
Well, former New England Patriot Aaron Hernandez, he's in jail on murder charges and has been indicted for allegedly assaulting an inmate and threatening a guard now. Good news for Hernandez is they've dismissed charges of unnecessary roughness.
No, that's good. Football humor.
And Toronto Mayor Rob Ford, how do you not like this guy? He's entered rehab. The decision to enter rehab now was for his family, his constituents, and to be in time to party on Memorial Day. To be
that's
out
true.
In for Memorial Day. Maybe I need to go to rehab.
Coming up.
Remember baseball player Jose Canseco?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, he appears in an upcoming movie called Piranha Sharks. They say the climax of the film occurs when Canseco demands all the piranha sharks be tested for steroids.
No, he would do that.
Finally. Happy Cinco de Mayo, by the way.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
The Kentucky Derby was held over the week. Anybody see that?
I did.
Yeah, I never, ever learned my lesson. I lost $100 betting on John Kerry. Every year I do.
Oh, man. Horse face humor. Yeah.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by LaQuid Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company at downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
You know, he brings up a good point. If I had a horse, you know what I'd name the horse? Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Those horses have great names because the names are all over the place. And coming out of the run, just Sarah Jessica Parker taking the lead. Hey, don't go away. The Playhouse is coming up, including the joke and the whole schmear. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantor.